some things.
Blog
okay?
Talk Radio.
Most definitely going to get into some things. Most definitely going to get into some things. What's popping, squad? It's your boy Armand, and we're back with another video. Martin Lewis, shut your ass up. All right, let me see what's popping. What's popping? What's brand new whip? What's popping? Brand new whip? What's popping? Ooh. Just joshing. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. What's popping? All right. All right. All right. What's popping?
San Francisco, broadcasting around the world.
Get in here, everybody. Get in here, everybody, get in here. Yes, let's get into some things. Get in here, everybody. Come for the gathering, bitch. Get in here, everybody. Yes. Good evening. Good morning. Get in here. Everybody, get in here. We got to get into some things. Are we ready for a legendary show? Are we ready for a legendary show? Ooh, I feel like I'm peeking and stuff. I'm just talking loud and stuff. Oh, let me turn it down. Are we ready for a legendary show? I'm glad you are, because my stomach hurt. I was drinking some ginger beer and some other shrimp. You know, I'm still on my no drinking diet, but it's been killing me. Because, baby, let me tell you something, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I definitely can go for a cocktail right now. Okay, could have been going for one. I just want to let y'all know I could have been going for one. I'm just fixing my levels, making sure that I'm sounding okay, decent, and in order. But we're going to get into some things. How is everybody doing tonight? We are doing good. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello.
Shout out to my friends over there on Facebook, getting into some things with us. We're going to talk about a couple of things tonight. We're talking about Tory Lanez. He spoke out. We're talking about Jeannie Mai. We're talking about the Freaknik at the Real Housewives bachelorette party. And we're talking about this possible collab with Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. But, well, we'll get there when we get there. What do we want to talk about first? Well, let's talk about Portia and Tanya. Well, so Cynthia Bailey had a bachelorette party, and she had some strippers at the party, okay? And it's nothing wrong with those old women getting down, getting into some things. I don't want to pull up the stripper because, you know, YouTube, they be on it, and they be done took the whole thing down, so I ain't got time to be playing with them in that, okay? But anyway, so they had some strippers at the party, and so allegedly, this is all according to B. Scott. Baby, look, towards the end of the night, the girls were drinking, and Portia and what's her name again? Tanya, who is married, by the way, went in the back, and they messed around, had a little three-way with her, Tanya, with Portia, Tanya, and the stripper. And then they didn't realize the microphones were still on because you're always mic'd. So I'm also hearing that there was some threats that if this footage gets used on the show, they're going to sue. But the network has usable footage to show that they were down getting down and dirty on a three-way with the stripper at the party. Here's my thing. I ain't mad at him. You know, I mean, first of all, we've heard that Tanya's husband's kind of been cheating and getting, you know, banging other women. I don't know if that's to be true or not. And listen, Portia's fine as hell, and she's been going through a lot. She's been cheated on several times, you know, and we've also heard that the nigga that she was with, you know, was banging dogs. So I'm not really mad about Portia getting it in, and Portia's a beautiful woman. And if I was a woman, I would probably bang Portia too. Hell, as a gay man, I would probably bang Portia. And, you know, by the looks of the stripper, shoot, I'd probably bang him too. Okay? So, listen, hey, just because you get a little older and you have a child doesn't mean that you can't live your life. Now, if I'm being, you know, politically correct and I'm being right and nice and saying the right things, Tanya had no business in there cheating on her husband. But Portia, I'm not mad at it. She could have let all the strippers hit if she wanted to. That's her prerogative and that's her business. She's single. You know what? Go ahead and get your cat bust up and go ahead and go get those cobwebs torn back, okay? Nothing wrong with that. Okay, go ahead and feel young again. Feel vibrant, okay? Go ahead and catch your groove back. Take that wig off and bounce on the dirt. You hear me? Or leave that motherfucker on and let him pull it. Pull that motherfucker. Pull that while you bounce on that big black. I ain't mad at her. And take it in the name of the Real Housewives. Bow, 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 bow. I've been in there like this. One in the back, one in the front. Yee, yippee-yay, yee, 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 yee. Okay, I'd have the whole party, one on each titty, but take it. Period. Okay, use it. Get your life. Get your life. Film it. Sure. I ain't mad at Tanya, but I want to know what they was doing in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa. No, the stripper was a guy. The stripper was a guy, I believe. Yeah, the stripper was a guy. The stripper was a man. So, yeah, they had got it in, and it was given all that. It was given very much so that. And listen, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Now, Tanya, you got some explaining to do. But, you know, Tanya just being there. She probably was just in there. This is so cool. Is it my turn? Oh, you want me to suck it? Okay, let me try it. But she's probably one of them girls that really, are you sure? Me? I don't really know. And then probably be in there, whole thing be in her mouth, gone. And you be like, Tanya, you was acting so modest. Poor man probably came within 10 seconds. It'd be those girls that'll do it to you. So, but yeah, you know, get your life. Earn your peach. Earn your peach. Earn your peach. Earn your peach. I ain't mad. The girls do that all the time. Get it in and get your life. Earn your peach, baby. Earn your peach. Earn your peach. Tanya gives me all that. She probably was in there and had Portia like, wait a minute. Tanya probably was in there. Now, this is how you take it in the anus, Portia. But Tanya probably wanted him to go, okay, now put it in my butt. Let's try that. No, it's okay. No problem. Sure, trust me. I do it all the time. Just put it in there. She bend over and she... It's like, girl, what? Like, she don't even moan. It's just... Does that mean it's in the butt? Tanya give me all that. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just never know. But, child, listen, I'm not mad at them women. Listen, sometimes it takes you to get your groove back. And let me tell you something, Portia. You make sure you get every hole beat that you can. Okay? You've been through a lot. Okay? So if you want one in your butt and one in your front and one in your mouth, go ahead and get your life. Don't let anybody make you feel some type of way about it. Get your life, girl. You supposed to. Okay? Period. I'm not mad at you. All right, let's move on. Who else we talking about? Oh, now this is going to be a little bit of a touchy subject. I really didn't understand what was going on with this. But Jeannie Mai is in the news, and I cannot stand Jeannie Mai. Y'all know I don't like Jeannie Mai. I didn't like her ever since she tried to throw shade at people that was like broadcasting from their home, like as if now she's not broadcasting from her home. She was trying to say anybody, like, you know, they're not credible because they're in their room at their house or in their kitchen. Funny how the tables turn. Now you're, don't get me going. She's broadcasting from home. In her house. But anyway, she wants to give all of her to all of him. She's going to submit and give him better, take all of it, even through the weather. I don't know, but she listen, she's trying to give him more than she ever gave that white man. Let me tell you something. Once you get you a piece of big black, you'll never go back. Let me tell you something. You put a big black nasty donkey right in the middle of that flat pancake rice cake. Let me tell you something. He split that rice cake in half, and she has just been spinning, okay? She said that she want to come home and submit, okay, to the big black. And I ain't mad at her for that, okay? This is what she says. I want to submit to my man. When I hear this definition, submitting has a negative connotation. It means that you are less important. You are lower than the person that you're submitting to. It usually can be like, you know, referenced as somebody who works lower than you, and that's not what I'm referring to. So that's what she said. And you know, here's the thing. I don't think it's anything wrong with submitting, even in being in like a same sex relationships. I love, you know, for my man to submit during certain things. And in certain times I would submit. I mean, you want to feel that way, especially when you're a leader, especially when you're in a position of power and you have to be so controlling in every aspect of your life. At some point you want to feel like, hey, I can go home to my partner and they can take control of a situation. Listen, I even have friends that I like to be. Even my friendship relationships, I like to be the submissive friend, and I hate it because most of my friends see me as a leader, outgoing, this, that, and the third, and so they just assume that I want to plan, I want to do everything. It's like, no, I am the type of person that I like to ride in the back seat. Don't ask me any questions. Let me just ride. You know what I mean? And even with my men, sometimes I want to be catered to. Rub my feet. Let me take control. Call the people. Figure out what's going on with the dentist appointment. I don't know. Just be in control of the situation sometimes. You know what I mean? It feels good. And it also feels good when you have some, when it's your turn to be the dominant one. You're like, hey, listen, I need you to submit to me, and I don't need you to be back and forth. I need you to do what I need you to do. And I just need you to let me take control. And I just need you to just be on my side and have my back. You know what I mean? I love that. I love a good person that knows how to submit. I love that. Now, I was browsing around the internet and I was browsing through the comments and I was looking around. And of course, this turned into a black women issue. Oh, yes. And so what's going on? All the black woke channels are talking about it. People are saying that this is the reason why black men date women that look like Jeannie Mai and not women that look like Lonnie Love. Okay, this is the reason why black men go for Asian, exotic, Hispanic, white women, and not black women, because black women ain't submitting. Black women always want to nag. Black women always want to say they ain't finna do that. And black women always finna tell you that they don't suck no big black. They ain't sucking no. They not finna do all that. And the kitchen is closed.
Well, I added the last part just to be a little facetious. But you get what I'm saying. And I'm like, oh, God, how did I know we was getting here? My thing is this. It's nothing wrong with the woman submitting. Just let the woman submit. And I don't feel like it has to be a race thing. I feel like there's black women that submit. I feel like there's Hispanic women that submit. I feel like women should submit. But then it turned into this whole feminist thing. Why do women, why women shouldn't be trying to submit to the man? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be honest with you. If I was straight, I wouldn't want no, like, you know, just certain things I feel like I wouldn't want my woman to do. Like, I wouldn't want my woman to be a firefighter. I wouldn't want my woman to be in the army. I wouldn't want my woman to be hella buff. I don't want my woman to be, I don't want my woman being no police officer. I don't want my woman being hella masculine. Like, I would like, I like a soft woman. You know what I mean? That's my mama used to tell me. She's like, you know, I'm not going to do all that. Like, you know, no man wants a woman just be hella hard all the time, you know? And I'm with it, you know? And so, and it turned into, well, sometimes it's good for the woman to submit. Here's my thing. If the pressure is on the man to do X, Y, Z, to be a high value man for the woman, then the woman should at least submit. If the woman cannot, I was listening to this man. He said it. Oh my God. He said, if I can't correct you, how am I supposed to, like, oh, I forgot it. But I was listening to this black guy, he was like, women don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be doing anything, but they want to just be so respected, and they want to be, you know, they want to be catered to, but they don't want a man to say, hey, I need this from you, or I want you to do this. Or, you know, they don't want to submit, but they want you to just do everything for them. Or they're saying, too, there was this guy, I wish I would have known. It was just this random channel because I was trying to figure out, so what was the tea with Jeannie Mai? And if you guys know what the tea is, if there's something that I'm missing, please let me know because I don't follow Jeannie Mai. But I was just browsing around listening to what people were saying. And they were saying, you know, it always falls on the man that he, you know, the black guy always has to is the problem. And it's like, well, no, maybe there's not enough black women out there that are willing to, you know, submit to their men or be the helpmate to their men. It's not just that they're not looking for them. It's the women are not compatible for them. These are what these guys are saying on these different platforms. You guys should really take a listen and browse the black and white woke sector. Ever since I did that video about the white lady with the black TikTok guy, I've been getting all these suggestions about race relationships. So it's really, really interesting to hear the different sides and perspectives of what people think. So honestly, it's not too far off from what we go through here in gay relationships, because you'll see that, you know, black men love to be with white men. But when I see black men with white men, it kind of makes them feel like they've hit success, or they've accomplished something. They have arrived when you see a white man with a black man with a white guy or an Asian guy. It almost feels like, you know, that black guy feels like, yes, I'm better than you, because now, you know, this porcelain white skin loves me and he's accepted me and, you know, whatever. And they have, you know, whatever. I don't really get into all that. You know, my man is black, but I'm not, you know, I digress, because all my uncles on my mom's side, uncles, cousins, all of them. I mean, if I brought them all here, you'd be like, that is not your family. They all got blonde hair and blue eyes. No lie. I think my mom and my auntie on that side, they're the only ones that have black spouses. Everybody else has a white. But it's because of where we're from. Like Livermore, California, I mean, it's only white people there. I mean, just so they, I mean, everybody's white. It just is what it is. So, yeah.
Oh, and my uncle, he dates Asian women. He loves Asian. He loves Filipino, Chinese, Korean, very much so that. And it just is what it is. And so I think Jeannie Mai struck a chord with this because a lot of people are like, oh, this is another black man going to a non-black woman. But you guys, it's just going to be it is what it is. I'm glad. I'm happy to see that she's submitting, and it is what it is. This goes to show that black men, as much as, you know, they're very, very high value out there, right? You know, the black man, you know, the tides have turned. They're very desirable. Everybody wants a black man now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants them a black king. Remember, it was a point in time where the black man was looked down upon. But, you know, even if you look at it in retrospect, they get beat down. But then, like, the women love the black man. Even the gay men, the white, they love, like, it's like a. But now, oh my God, see, I be listening to this too. But they were saying that, you know, a lot of these other races that like black men, they fetishize the big black. But the guy was like, well, you know, are the black women fetishizing it? I don't think that the black women are fetishizing it, but it is what it is. Now, I will tell you, I have had some prejudiced people in my family. You know, there is a rule that I won't tell you who, because I wouldn't want this person in my family to get mad at me. Well, you don't know her. It was one of my aunties. She has a rule. And her rule is, you know, if they can't use your comb, you can't bring them home. Not my rule, her rule. I think that's a bit far-fetched, but it's just the truth. This is what her rule is. And so everybody at her house, they all use the same comb. It is what it is. Now, I'll be interested to know what you guys have to say about that. I know that's pretty ridiculous, but we'll get into it when we open up the lines. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let's get into Tory Lanez. You know, Tory Lanez takes some good pictures. He's a handsome boy. Despite the hair. Hold on. Yeah, he's a handsome guy. So he spoke out since being charged, and he has said, time will tell, and the truth will come to the light. I have faith in God to show that love to all my fans and people that have stayed true to me and know my heart. A charge is not a conviction. If you have supported me or Meg through this, I genuinely appreciate you. I'm going to tell you where I started to scratch the back of my neck and get lost. Meg? Why are we bringing up Meg in this? If you supported me or Meg, like what? What are we talking about in regards to Meg? Hold on. Hold on. This is my mama texting me. She probably like, what is you doing? Girl, I'm on live. So my thing is, like, why bring Meg into this? Meg don't like you. Meg is not. You just tried to basically start a smear campaign against Meg. So I don't understand why we're bringing Meg into this. Like, that was so weird. Like, I feel like that was creepy, cryptic, and narcissistic. If you supported me or Meg, you don't give a damn about Meg. So what are you trying to say? Perhaps Meg is just delusional and forgot, and maybe she just doesn't know that she wasn't shot, or maybe she was. Are you insinuating that perhaps, you know, her mind is gone and someone else shot her, or perhaps she has dementia and doesn't know, you know, she's forgetting shit, and, you know, and you feel bad for her too, and you want to see the best for her. Meanwhile, she's taking you to court. Like, what are you saying? I'm just so confused. Why bring up Meg and like that? But here's the thing. A charge is not a conviction, so he's not convicted yet. And he's really out here really fighting this as if he didn't shoot her. So my thing is this, nigga, if you shot her and you did all of this, I mean, because you every time something come out, he's responding. If you shot her, you definitely need to go to jail for the full 22 years. And if you didn't shoot her, You deserve the biggest apology and a Nobel Peace Prize, and Megan Thee Stallion deserves to be locked up for 22 years. But for whatever side that loses, y'all need to be done because, I mean, somebody's lying. and I feel like y'all both know who's lying. And it's that part for me. So we're just going to Jesse Smollett it. I guess he's inspired people. Like, if Jesse can get away with his show, can I? Let's go. So it is what it is. I don't know. Tori, good luck with the situation. I feel like somebody lying now. I don't know. But I feel like if you caping like this and capping like this, and you know you did it. How dare you? Did you shoot her and you're relying on the lack of evidence? Did your lawyer tell you that there's not enough proof? You dirty dog. Because you know what? The lawyers are really gassing him up. So it'll be real interesting to see how this comes out and what happens here. But our caller was saying on the other show, I still feel like even if it came out that he got convicted, people will still find a way to make it seem like he didn't shoot her and she's lying. So it is what it is. I really don't think that Meg is going to be able to get out of this even if he got convicted. I think it'll be some conspiracy on how, you know, the government and Donald Trump and the Illuminati tried to take a black man down, and how Jay-Z and Beyonce went to a spell doctor, witch doctor, and nailed the coffin for Tory Lanez as a superficial sacrifice. You know how that stuff goes. Now, if she shot herself, she's a damn fool, and she should be embarrassed and should never get online again. All right. Yeah. So that was that. Let's get to why y'all here and y'all want to hear what I'm going to say. So I'm about to tell y'all right away, I don't think this is going to happen. I know. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Well, happy birthday, Cardi B. I think her birthday is one of these days. She's been celebrating all week. I don't really know if it's today, tomorrow, yesterday, but I know it's around this time. So happy birthday. Okay. Now, Twitter has been going crazy because Cardi B tweeted. This is what she tweeted. Now, that's not what she tweeted. Sorry. Where did she tweet? Oh, here she go. This is what Cardi B tweeted. Now, I don't know exactly the time frame for it. She said, there it is. Since y'all mad, I'm going to give y'all something to be mad about. This next single and collab, going to have sick since you're here. Ooh, well. People were thinking that it was Nicki Minaj, and so they were going crazy. The bars were going crazy. Then they were looking up Lavish online, and they were trying to say that Genius had lyrics to the Lavish record. I mean, it was coming soon, but it had Nicki and Cardi's name on it. When I went to go Google Lavish, this is what came up for me. Oops, page not found. So I feel like that's not true. However, there also has been a track playlist, and I'm going to give you my thoughts after we go through all this. There was a track playlist that came out through Cardi. This is allegedly on her album. Her album is supposed to be called Deformation of Character, and you see an Offset feature, a Tyga, a Megan Thee Stallion, Selena Gomez, Mulatto, Doja Cat, and I definitely don't think it'll be Doja Cat, because Doja Cat, I don't even think they like each other. Rihanna, I don't think that Rihanna is going to give the record. But I don't even see the Lavish record on here. So I don't believe this either. And I'll tell you, when it comes to these, like, fake like rollouts or these fake, like, you know, album leaks. I feel like even if there was some truth to that, that whole project is scrapped because the tea is out. You know what I mean? Unless it was like a real major deal. I don't feel like Cardi B would let, like, her team would let that slip like that. They're too calculated. They're not going to let that slip like that. Now, there was a snippet that that allegedly was insinuating that Nicki Minaj and Cardi was on a record together. So I'm going to play you the snippet, and then we'll talk. Let's listen one more time. All right. So I feel like any fool with some editing software could have done that. I don't believe because that wasn't enough. That was just their ad libs. I mean, so that probably was Nicki and Cardi just on a beat and somebody blended that. I'm going to tell you why. I feel like this even came about. I feel like Cardi B is building hype, and I don't know. It was said that she was dragging her fan base, and it was going viral that she was dragging her fans. So I felt like she may have thrown something out there to kind of distract from the fact that people were trying to talk about saying that she was dragging her fans. You know what I mean? And so because that narrative was starting to spread like wildfire. So she probably like, okay, let me get out of here. Let me get out of here and get in front of this because I definitely don't need that energy. They said that I'm dragging Barty game. So then she spilled the tea that there's another collab coming. I don't feel like there's a collab coming at like right now. I feel like she's going to do a single. And I feel like Cardi's been very vocal and very present about not being in a rush to drop any music, especially during the pandemic. So I don't even think we're going to get anything probably till next summer from her, or maybe right before July, probably end of June, early July, because she's performing in Portugal for the Rolling Loud. So I'm sure something will drop by May, June, so that we can be ready for Portugal. For the Rolling Loud concert, because she's headlining there. So I'm sure it'll drop by the summer. It's not going to drop even at the beginning of the year. The new stuff, I feel like, is going to drop way later. I didn't even bother asking or hitting Cardi B up about it because she doesn't talk about her music. She ain't going to tell me. The other thing is this. I don't feel like it's ever going to be Nicki Minaj. Now, I was talking to somebody. They said perhaps Drake. I could see Drake getting on the record. I could see Drake very much so getting on the record and having the girls talk. That would be a conversation starter. But I don't feel like it'd be Nicki Minaj because it just doesn't make any sense for it to be Nicki Minaj. Why would it be Nicki Minaj when Nicki Minaj has the 15 thing that needs to come out? And she would not give her record. Like, she's not going to give Cardi that record. That, if anything, that would need to go on the 15 thing. That's definitely not going on Cardi B record to boost her. Nicki Minaj is not jumping on a Cardi B collab when Nicki Minaj has a whole album and a rollout that needs to happen immediately after this baby, period. She's not doing it. However, I don't think it would be a bad idea. I feel like this is probably going to be the last Nicki Minaj era. I don't know how many albums she got. I'm not sure if it's five or six, but I personally feel like this next era is going to be the best Nicki Minaj era. But I feel like, you know what? She's going to have to pull out all the stops because, listen, she ain't got much time left because she's got motherhood. But I think this is going to be the greatest time. And by this time, she can go and sit down. Nicki Minaj is gearing us up to sit down. Now, we're all going to miss it, but just give us the world tour or the U.S. tour. Give us a nice, healthy album. Give us a number one. Give us some looks. Give us a nice rollout, girl, and scoot on about your way and go bask and whisk away and, you know, feed us every now and then with a few features, girl. But it would be nice. It would be nice to see Nicki and Cardi do a record together because I personally don't feel like their beef is that deep. I feel like it was fans that created it. I feel like it was people pitting Cardi against Nicki and Nicki against Cardi when Nicki was feeling like, girl, we'll usher her in, but don't try to compare her to me. I understand what that looks like. So I think that was kind of maybe the energy Nicki was on, and then it just kind of went awry. And a lot of people were supporting Cardi B early on out of spite for Nicki Minaj because they were so tired of Nicki Minaj, and a lot of people were envious of Nicki Minaj and jealous of Nicki Minaj, and it just got to become really, 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 really messy. However, I think that it would be nice to see Nicki Minaj at least do a record with one of her so-called enemies. Remy Ma, we don't need it. Little Kim will never get over it. I think Little Kim's issue is very much so deep rooted. It doesn't matter what Nikki does at this point. Little Kim will always feel some type of way, even though she had nothing coming out. So Cardi B and Nicki Minaj would be the best bet because I feel like Cardi would do it. And I feel like Cardi understands business, money, and picking hits. And I think that Nicki Minaj, girl, get on the record. Do another record together. And, girl, get up out of here. You got your baby. You got your husband. You got everything that you ever want. You got your millions of dollars. You got the queen of rap. Girl, you have nothing to lose, girl. You're iconic. Girl, there's nothing, you're not going to lose anything by doing the record. If anything, you're going to gain. So I think she can do it. And so those are my thoughts on that. Now, no shade, though. If they did do a record together, that instrumental does bang. You guys want to hear one more time? Because I listened to it. I love how you listen. I like it. It does bang. Oh, that knocks. That really does knock. So whoever produced that beat, please let one of them get that beat. Oh, now they said it was Mike Will made it, but I don't know. That could be an edit, too. But let me tell you something. That knock, okay? I know a good beat in that hit, okay? Let's take some calls. I want to know what you guys think, okay? But before we get into some calls, if you haven't done so, please make sure you subscribe to The Greatest Show on YouTube, the most authentic and genuine show here on the in the sector. Please subscribe to the channel. I think we need like 10 people to hit the subscribe button right now, and we will hit 95,000 subscribers. We are on the road to 100,000 subscribers. If I can get 10 subscribers right now, 10 Bush watchers, 10 new people to be like, you know what? We're going to join the family. We are passing the collection plate. We are passing it around. Come for the gathering. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay? Get in here. Don't make me call you out. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. All right. Let's take a couple of calls. Let me put the call-in number in the chat, 563-999-3658. Hold the one. Bop. Did I pin it? Let me see. Yes, okay. And then we got this. We got the numbers today. I want to hear this one more time because this really does, dude. That really does bang. And it's only 7 seconds. Yeah, I need that, but we'll probably never get it. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. Let's take some calls. 6203, you live on the air. Turn me down in the back.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm on TV.
Absolutely.
Hey.
How are you?
So congratulations on 95,000.
Did we
so
hit it?
So in love with you.
Thank you.
It says 95,000 on my phone.
Oh, period, Paul, period.
So that beat is nasty. We probably not going to get the song. You right. What else? You know, really working backwards. Everybody who's dealt with somebody who's mentally ill and abusive or just abusive knows that Tory Lanez is gaslighting. Okay, so
yes.
Basically he's trying to say, you know how we be talking about she's the turn up queen, drive the boat. He's thinking because we know she likes to drink, we gonna assume she's so drunk she can't remember shit. I'm sorry.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
So he's really hoping that we're not gonna notice. He basically said he's so in love with this girl that he wants to protect her. He wants the best for her, but he's not going to tell us who shot her, which would actually make it make sense that he's so in love with her if he just told us who shot her since it
wasn't
him.
Right.
But he's
right.
Not going to do that. And I heard one of my other favorite YouTubers say this, and I thought it was a really good point. She said, no black man is ever going to incriminate himself, and he shouldn't. And I was like, you know what? That's true. We probably should stop acting like if he really did it, he should tell us he did it. No, he shouldn't. That don't make no sense. That's not going to happen. He's not going to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be reasonable. Now, what I really came here to say was Jeannie Mai is getting on my nerves. This is not about black
Okay, hold
men.
On, hold on. So
this
what
is
the tea with Jeannie Mai? Like, okay, because I feel like that's got a lot of people in an uproar. Yeah, let's get into the Jeannie Mai of it all.
The Jeannie Mai of it all is when she was with her white man. She was
okay.
Mama Mai was a strong woman, strongest personality. She ain't listening to nobody growing up. But now that she's with Jeannie, it's black women this, black women that. And when Amanda Seals and Lonnie Love and Tamera were also on the show, she would frequently take the opportunity to chime in on a black subject. And it just happened that she's always downing black women or downing black male LGBTQ members. So it's just kind of getting this vibe that she's getting wishy-washy, like you said, now that she done got her some of the
right. I don't like Jeannie Mai personality. She has this uppity spirit. She has this fake spirit. She has this, I think I'm better than.
Yeah.
I don't like her. I don't like her at all.
And it's like you can be in an interracial relationship, but what you shouldn't do is be downing black people if you're not black with a black person.
What did she say about black people? I don't watch The Real.
She just, you know what she said that upset everybody? She said black women are too dominant. And a lot of
is
black
that
women
what she
felt
did?
Like.
When did she say
she
that?
She said black women be too dominant. That's the comment that made Lonnie go off on her and made all the other black women watching The Real like, why you keep talking? You could just be talking.
She said that today?
She said black women have a tendency to be too dominant. And it's like, girl, you don't even know what you're talking about. You said Mama Mai was dominant. So how do we get to black women are dominant when your Asian mama is dominant? Like, make it be consistent. You don't have to down black women because you're with a black man. That's not cute, boo. We know the Mandinka's good. We know. We've been here.
Right.
We know this.
But how do you feel about the black man saying that, you know, a lot of these black, they prefer women like this because, you know, black women are too argumentative and confrontational?
I will say this. I grew up around a lot of different people because I'm from Houston and they have all these different kind of ethnic sectors. And my mom is a black woman and she's the most docile woman I've ever met and I hate it. Oh my God, it's almost repulsive how docile she is. I really feel like, I know it's not a popular opinion, but I really feel like a lot of the times when we hear that, it's maybe some of the brothers trying to make an excuse for falling for the white adjacent trap. They feel successful around anything that seems like it's related to whiteness, which is the whole colorism and high yellow. And it's just that. Just that. You know, the Billy Porter of it all. I'm feeling good because I got me something that looks white enough. That's really what I feel like the brothers who are being loud about this are trying to do. They're trying to cover up their own guilt. And it's fine. You can like who you like. You just don't have to. You see what I mean? Like, I know most of the black women I personally know.
5 seconds,
really
uh-huh. Yes.
But no, I'm so blue. I said what I had to say.
Thank you, boo. Thanks for calling. I love you. Thanks for supporting the show. We got to keep it moving. Thank you. Okay, 7931, you are live on the air.
Hey, Armand. First of all,
hey,
Jeannie Mai never said what that girl said that she said. But what Jeannie Mai did say before was that she would be with a white man, something like that. She would be with a white man, but she would only be with a black man for a fun time. And that's why people feel like Jeannie Mai fetishizes black men. Yeah, look it up. She said it maybe last year or something like that before she or right when she was getting divorced or something like that. But she was like, yeah, I'll be with a black man for a fun time, but I wouldn't be with him, but I would be with a white man. So that was why everybody feels like she fetishizes black men. That's why people always have something to say, because Jeannie Mai really does always have something to say. She's very passive aggressive. That's why people don't like her.
But yeah, I don't like her at all.
So I really don't think it's a black women thing. I really just think it's a Jeannie Mai thing because Jeannie Mai is kind of trash. So that's really what I wanted to let you know. That's the tea on Jeannie Mai.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me know the tea on Jeannie Mai. Jeannie Mai, you're trash. Thank you, Bo. Did you have anything? Oh, she gets in and she gets out. Let me see who else we got. We got a lot. Okay,
2932. You're live on the air. Let's get into some things.
Hey, you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I don't think Cardi would do a record with Nicki because she know Nicki would watch her, so it would.
Okay.
It would be a little bit embarrassing for her to do that.
No, I don't think Cardi really cares about the competition. I don't think that would be the problem. I think Cardi knows that Meg kind of washed her, but she don't care.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I'll give you that. And Nicki already did watch her on Motorsport. I forgot about that.
Right.
And Jeannie Mai, yeah, I feel that black men do cater to a different ethnicity of women better than black because they feel that other ethnicities are more docile and less, you know, the angry black woman stereotype. So
okay.
And I feel that other women would want to submit more than black women. Is that wrong? Do you think black women are submissive?
Well, you let me know. What do you mean? Other women are more submissive. Don't get me to get in the hole. You tell me what we said. We got 2,000 black women watching. What are you saying, sir?
I'm saying that. You know that, yeah, you know how white women always cry when black women start getting loud and they play that role. It's
right.
Harder for black women to play that role, I'm saying.
Yes. Do you like black women or black men or what are you into?
I like all, but I am in a interracial relationship right now.
Okay. Okay. So you're with a white man?
Yes.
Okay. And why are you with a white man?
Well, I just met him and we had chemistry. Wouldn't you be with a white man or no?
No, I wouldn't be with a white man.
Why is that?
Because I was with a white man one time. I don't like the way that white men taste. And I don't like the way that white men smell. I like the smell of black. It's a smell and a flavor thing for me, and it's just, I don't know. It's just like I like what I like. I like black. It's an energy thing for me.
Right, and that's fine. That's good. So you're not saying it's something wrong if a black person be with a white person, obviously.
No. My only thing when it comes to the gays, it seems as though that the black gays that date white men, they feel like they're more accomplished or they feel like they've been leveled up because they date white. So like dating white is kind of like dating up to them. I've kind of got that from being in California, being in San Francisco, where the thing is to date, you know, Latino, white, you know, Asian, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, you've arrived. It's like a society. It's like a step up in society. Like, oh, the whites accept me. And then they start talking different and walking different, and it's, you know, it's a different energy.
Right. When you say society made it feel, you know, there's more white people on the earth, and they do run more things. So can you see why people would think that?
Yeah, I could see why they would think that. But then, you know, I'm no stranger to, you know, apps like Jacked and Grindr and things like that. So when it's like no blacks, I like white. It's like, okay, maybe you have a preference, but what is it? Or then when you're out with your black boyfriend, or then the black guy is kind of looking at you like they're better than, like, you could tell certain people are looking at you like, oh yeah, I'm with a white man, so we're successful. I don't know. It's just a different energy, but I don't give a damn either way because I pump through with my sneakers and my fitted cap and my nigga. We go through, and I don't let the white and the interracials or any of that throw me off. We good. Hi, how are you? Great. I'm going to eat my chicken and watch RuPaul's Drag Race right here in this bar with you. Thank you. All right. Anything else, caller?
No, thank you. I love you, man. Good show.
Love you too. Thank you. Yeah. So let's get into some things. 4657.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Armand. It has been a long time. This is Tremaine. Nice to
talk
to you again.
Yes.
I, Okay, as far as the whole black and white thing, I guess that really depends on the man, the type of man that he is. Sometimes, you know, I think some black men really can't deal with, you know, confrontational black women, and that's not bad. That's just the way it is. Sometimes that could be tough for anybody, you know. So maybe for them, it's just best to probably be with, you know, something that's going to be a little bit more pleasant. If you get my drift. Sometimes some white women or some Latino women would be as what's considered to be aggressive or confrontational, like, you know, black women, if that makes sense.
I can see it because I do this with my man too. I'd be like, dang, you acting like one of the angry, mad, you know, you acting like the angry women sometimes. You know, they just, but the color folks, they got a little bit more spice on them. You know what I mean? When you be with when you get your little nice, you know, Asian man, Asian woman, they're a little bit more, you know, softer. You know what I mean? They're just a little bit more understanding, you know?
It's not that they're pushovers or anything like that. It's just that, you know, sometimes, and even for myself,
it can come across
as
black people, like, we have to, like, prove, like, oh no, you didn't. I'm not the one. Who you talking to? You know, it comes across very much so. I'll check you before you think you're going to check me. Like, you know, it's like,
and
girl.
That's tough. I'm telling you. That's tough to deal with. Now, on to the reason why I called in.
Okay.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, yeah, I'm about to call this number. First, I spoke to Armand in a minute, and
Yeah,
we've been talking about this in our Facebook groups, the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj collaboration. I'm gonna tell you this, for whatever reason, I don't want it to happen. It don't need to happen.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Why?
For the second time in Cardi's career with motorsport, she has spun a narrative and allowed Nicki Minaj to get dragged and slaughtered and didn't clear it up until after the fact. Okay, I feel like, you know what? It is a privilege for any female rapper, especially that came out after Nicki Minaj, to do a feature with her. It is a privilege, okay? Because when that whole thing came about, the first time they asked her, you know, about motorsport, she sat there, up there, and lied. And act like she didn't know why the verse was changed and what made it come about. And like she just couldn't tell up from down. Oh, but 8 months later, when they had their little dispute at Harper's Bazaar, and then they got on Instagram and started going at it, then she finally came on out and cleared it up and said, yeah, I went to the label and told them I'm not going to do the video until she changed her verse. Cardi, why did you not say that when you were first asked? And I don't know. Because that benefited you. Because remember, that's when Nicki Minaj was getting tore out the frame by everybody. All public platforms was getting at Nicki Minaj. You benefited from that, and you sat there. You, Quavo, Offset, Takeoff, y'all said absolutely nothing and made Nicki look like a fool. So as far as a collaboration, and on top of that, Nicki Minaj, as it is, already don't deal with too many female rappers. You being a rookie, first of all, on a song that you really wasn't originally on, they advised you to be there, you should have sat there and ate your food.
Right.
And the vector. But instead, you want to come in and tell everybody what they ain't doing and managing everybody's verse. And just earlier on, Armand, you said something about to the sense of Cardi B not really worried about competition. Yes, she is. Because if she wasn't really worried about competition or being watched on the song, anytime that when motorsport happened, she would have sat there and ate all of her chips and her fries and her burgers. She wouldn't have sat there and worried about somebody changing their verse or anything like that. So as far as a Nicki Minaj collaboration, after all that, girl, bye, walk on, bye, fly to the moon and back, bye, best bye, bad bye, and goodbye on that.
Wow.
She don't
Wow. Well, she with that either. Being said, goodbye. Thank you, boo. Yes. Let's get it going. Period, Paul. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Yes, we're getting to some things. 8914. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. There was somebody that super chatted, but I didn't get to see your number. But we do have a full queue. We won't get out to all the calls. So it is a $5 minimum or a $4.99. Okay, super chat to the top if you just have to get to the top of the line. Okay. All right, 8914, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I'm a 13-year-old boy, and I'm a huge fan of you. And I just want to tell you.
Okay, well, you definitely got to go. Because she was going to go ahead and say something so stupid. Let me tell you something. Y'all got to watch from the bushes. I cannot talk to kids. Not on here, especially not in this sector. That'll be used against me somewhere later on a Armand Smear campaign takedown. Absolutely not. 1082. I have a little sister. You can go watch her channel. 1082.
Hey,
what's
going
on?
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Yes.
First of all, I want to say to everybody in the chat, because this just happened to me, I was like, why am I not getting no notifications from Armand? I was only getting your notifications on Instagram, and then I see that I was unsubscribed. So everybody make sure you get subscribed. Let's get to 100K. Let's do that. Let's get our boy up there. But,
thank you.
For Portia, it was a flavor for her, too. Because did you see that man? Did you see that man? She did what needed to be done. I don't think anybody should be shaming women for having sex. She's single.
Me neither.
She wanted to hop on it. But all these people are in the chat, on Twitter, on Instagram, trying to shame her. And I'm just like, she wanted to have sex. She did what needs to be done. That man, yes. Okay? Yes. Now, as for Tanya, I don't know her current situation with her fiance, but, hey, she's going to have to deal with that. Tory Lanez and Meg, Tory is full of it, period, point blank. I hope they throw him under the jail because there's no way he's coming from everybody who supported me and Meg. You haven't supported Meg. All you've done is sit there and bash her and have people call her a liar and make fun of her when she's in pain. And I'm just so over him. But who I want to hear from and who I hope they subpoena is Kelsey. Because I really want to hear what really happened from the third party's point of view. Because one of two things is going to happen. Either Kelsey's going to come on there and blow the whole thing wide open, or Tory's speaking so confidently because he's already paid his security to take this rap for him. Because why is he so confident? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes, that is the man. But why would he be so confident?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. So you think the security is going to take the L for him? That would be so interesting because it's kind of like, you know, when you sign up for that as being security, like, listen, you know what? I'm going to get you out. You just take the rap. And, you know, I got you, bro. Like, this part of it. I'm not taking that. I'm not ruining my life.
I wouldn't, but for the security guard who's an American citizen, and the charges are going to be lesser for him because the security guard probably doesn't already have a felony charge like Tory Lanez, who already has a felony charge, is seeking another felony charge. They're going to make him do his time, and then they're going to deport him back to the good old maple syrup capital of Canada. So, and he'll be over as a rapper.
Yes.
That's his whole career there. So that's it for him. But I would be very interested to hear what Kelsey has to say. Now, as for Cardi and Nicki,
okay.
I think, oh my goodness, and I am a day one Barb because I grew up listening to Nicki. I do like Cardi. I think she is the little bit of spice that the world needed to kick open the door for all these newer girls coming through. However, I think some of these Barbs are going to gag. Some of these Barbs are going to choke. Some of these Barbs are going to throw up if this collab happens. How much they've been hating on Cardi. Like, some Barbs literally are online all day just to antagonize and talk mess about Cardi. So if this collab happens, some Barbs are going to be hot. They're going to be hot. But if they wanted to make this collab legendary, what they should do, because I think both of their egos are too big to be featured. So if they do a collab together, it's going to be a Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. It's not going to be no feature. And if they want to make it legendary, they should have Lil' Kim pop up in the video. in my opinion.
That ain't gonna happen. Little Kim ain't gonna do right. But thank you for that. Well, you bye. You gotta go now. You talking crazy. Love you. See ya. Listen, okay. I keep seeing in the comments they said I pinned something. What did I pin? That was an accident. I didn't really see what it said. They said it was messy. Oh my God. Now I'm gonna have to go back and see what I done said in the freaking pin. What did I say? Oh my God. What did I say on the freaking chat? Oh, I gotta wait till it's over. All right. Okay. 7806. I've been looking for your number, but I don't see it on here. And I feel like you put your whole telephone number down there, and that was really a lot of tea. I didn't see what I posted. What did I say on the pen? Okay. Okay. Well, I can't find this 7806. I don't see that number. So, girl, that's not gonna work. You gotta call in. You can't just send the number like that in that super chat. You gotta call in. Call the number on the screen. They said that she waiting. 7806. Girl, you lying. I don't see that. Okay. 25. Who is it that just sent the 2495? Okay, that's the 2587. We gotta take her first. Because yes. 2587. Let me see. Okay. 2587, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I didn't know if you could hear me. Okay, hey. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't able to watch your show,
okay,
but I decided to call in.
Okay.
So I just got finished watching the Rough Rider Chronicles or whatever.
Okay.
And it reminds me of... thinking about Cardi B. Because the last caller, she was saying how Cardi B is what we need. We needed that type of energy, and we did. It's like how Diddy and DMX, like Diddy was with the shiny suits, and DMX was like the rough, you know, we needed that roughness, and we do that with Cardi. Like, we got that with Cardi, and I'm glad she's around. But I don't see them having a collab. Like, I don't see them working together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I caught a clip about something about Janie Mai, and she was saying she was going to be submissive to what's his face.
Yes.
It's nothing wrong with being submissive to your husband, but understand that it's a level of respect that he has to have for you. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I'm not completely sure what y'all was talking about. I'm sorry I called in. But I really just wanted to talk about that. Like, it's nothing wrong with being submissive. It's just he has to be respectful. I mean, I'm not going to listen. I mean, I don't think it's a race thing where it's like, oh, you have, you know, you white women are more submissive than black women. You know, we just, the level of respect, I think that's what
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Carter. And you can always rewind and catch up, Bill. Thank you for coming in and super chat and helping us out. So I appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Who else we got? 3563. 35. Okay, so I see a 3583. I don't see a 3563. I do see the 7806. Here we go. 7806.
Hello, Amon?
Yes, girl. You didn't even call in. You just put your whole number up there like
that. I don't know how to do all this stuff. No, but I was calling regarding like black women being submissive and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, like,
okay.
For what reason, I'm not even personally, well, I'm married, first of all, but. I'm married to a Mexican man, and I'm very submissive to him. He respects me. He loves me. So every day I cook him dinner. He cleans. I clean. So I don't understand what black. That's why I can't. Every time a black
man says
that,
refer to
oh,
his family when you call him. Do you refer to him as a Mexican man? Because that's how black people talk. Mexican. You talk to him. That's plain. That's not really. Does he like that when he say I'm? You know, his family Mexican.
His family does not say, like, we're Hispanic. Like, he, I mean, he did like Mexican. That's literally what they say. So I'm like, that's why I say, like, you know, like, I'm just not the wrong, but like, black women, I think black women can be submissive to the right person, but no one's going to be like, you know, hush and everything. Like, you do this, you do that. Like, if you're not respecting me, why would I be submissive to you? If you cheat and everything, why would I be submissive?
So it's okay. So you and so how do you feel about interracial relationships? Obviously, you're with a Mexican man, so I mean, you're happy, right?
Yeah, I think they're all good. I think everybody should respect each other's boundaries. Now, what my husband don't say the N word, of course. Like, he knows that I would never respect that. I don't respect him. He don't say that around his friends. When he's not around me, he doesn't get the black car to say the N word. So it's like just having respect in general with a wife and husband in general is fine. I think interracial relationships is fine. I think people will find way more like happiness if they would date outside.
You guys have children together?
No, not yet. I'm actually like kind of young. I'm not gonna lie. I'm 20. I'm 21.
Oh, okay. So you still young. Yeah. Okay, great. So how does his family accept you, his abuelos and his abuelas and his tios and tias?
Yeah, they do. They really do. They really stick up for me. Now, what the thing is hard is that, like, I can't speak Spanish. Like, that's the hard part. So it's important. Like, if you're going to, you know, I'm learning right now, so I'm trying to get that all together. But other than that, they're very respectful. And I love them like family. Because, I mean, we dated for a long time, so. But I do love them a lot. So.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Boo. I'm going to get on out of here.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. So we got 3563? I'm going to look one more time. Is it 3563? Or is it 3583? Oh, it's 3583. Okay. 3583, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon. How you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. I love your show. I just wanted to chime in for all the black men. First of all, I'm an SGL man. And same gender loving.
Okay. Oh, that was very professional.
Same gender loving.
Correct. Okay.
You
guys
confuse
me with all these different titles. Do you guys realize that when you start throwing all these things?
SGL been around for a long time.
Yeah, but it's SGL, gender non-binary, TS, trans, color, LGBTQ,
that's okay.
Queer. It's so confusing.
That's okay. But to put a perspective on the whole like interracial dating, one thing that I've learned is that, and this is for the black women, for men who prefer to date outside of their race, most likely, they're bisexual. Likely, they're bisexual. Yeah.
Okay.
Most likely, they're bisexual.
How did we get here? Okay.
I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Seattle, Washington. And a lot of men that deal with other races, they like women to be of another race so they can do what they want to do. So they don't want that confrontation because a black woman is going to dig. So I've been in situations where I've dealt with other black men, and this is for black men that's wondering why are black men, you know, doing this and doing that. Like, we got to think about the Jeffree Star thing, the Jeffree Star situation and the situation with him and that guy. You know, that was pretty, honestly, that was strange. Besides the money, that was strange. Now, would he have done that with a transgender black woman that looked like Sukiana?
Okay, you want to play. Okay.
No, I'm not playing. I'm dead serious.
Oh.
Because as an SGL black man, I know black, transgender black women that look like Sukiana that complain that they're not getting the coins from black men because they don't look a certain way, but they will spend the money.
Okay.
You know, you get what I'm saying? So it is definitely a play on the psyche of the Black community. Also, just dealing with that same situation, dealing with that kind of same situation. I'm just speaking for trying to speak to Black women who's trying to wonder why, like, what's going on with our Black men? Why are they doing certain things? They're acting kind of weird and this and this and that. Like, Black men just don't want to deal with women that dig into their business. And so
Black women dig into the biz. Like you say, Black women are diggers and naggers.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong.
Now,
there's nothing wrong with
Black
that as
men?
A woman. Of course.
Okay. Would you consider yourself
a digger?
Of course.
I'm engaged
to
a Black man.
Are you a bottom or is your man a
I'm
bottom?
Versatile,
are you
baby.
Who's
I'm
the
versatile.
Most submissive? Who's the more
I think
submissive?
He is.
Okay,
I think
so
he is.
Is he a digger and a nagger?
He has been. But that's
Have
okay
you ever been
because
with...
I,
okay.
I No, that's okay because he's, you know, I've rectified our personality. That's fine.
Okay.
But what I am saying though, as far as being an SGL, SGL gay Black man, I've noticed that most men that are Black who are gay or bisexual or SGL, they prefer the other race. For one, because it's not going to get out as soon. And
right.
then for two.
Now, okay.
No, go ahead. Say what you
was
going to
well,
say.
Well, I was
going to
ask you one last question. Does your lover look like Sukiyana?
My lover is a man.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey.
Yeah, that's my
Does he look like Jaguar Wright?
I think Jaguar Wright is beautiful, but
okay.
No,
so your lover
like
resembles
Jaguar
a little
Wright.
Bit of Jaguar. Okay. Okay.
No, no,
well,
no, no, no. My lover don't look.
Oh.
My lover looks like Tupac, actually.
Oh, okay.
He's fine
okay.
as hell.
Well, I just had to ask. I just had to ask. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I love
in.
Your show, baby,
love
and
you
I support
too.
You.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Bye. Ah, I love this stupid show. Okay, Risa, and thank you for the $49.99. After he said the first dumb comment, his opinion can't be trusted. All right. So let's see. Oh, we reached our goal. Listen, okay. So if we can get 20 more subscribers, 20 people to subscribe right now, then we'll take a couple more calls. Okay? Okay, so after this, I'm going to check it. I'm going to check. 0684. I'm coming for you, 0684. All right. 0684, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
It's my first time calling, but I've been watching for a while.
Okay, no problem.
I have an issue with. I'm sorry for my accent. I'm Haitian, so.
No, it's okay. Accents are okay.
I have an issue with a couple of the colors that called.
Okay.
They keep saying Black women. Do we have to do some kind of collection play to get these people a TV so they can watch Unhinged or 48? These people that are committing those crimes, they are about 90% white people, killing their wives, killing their husbands. And what are these people talking about? I mean, it's not like Black women, only Black women are unstable.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's unstable in this freaking world. And the other caller that called, he says that because other races, they're more tender, they cry tender. What in the bleep? Does this mean that Black people, they don't have tear ducts? they can cry. They have to be white to be able to cry.
What do you feel about Jeannie Mai and her being submissive?
I don't mind what she said, but I think what triggered people is the fact that after she said that she does not mind being submissive, she actually said, my sisters, let me talk to my sisters.
That's what she said.
She said, my sisters.
As if she was a sister, like a black woman.
She said, sisters. She actually didn't say sister. She tried to, maintain it. She said, sisters. That's what triggers people. That's what really triggered people because you know how sisters that.
Right. No, I definitely know sister, and I know sister. What, just like I know nigger.
Yeah, that's what actually triggered our kind of people, our kind of color. That's what triggered us. She actually said sister, but she went a little bit in depth in it when she explained that in her previous relationship, she was always the one on top, always the one making decisions. She wants to be able, when she goes home after working hard, after being in charge this whole time, she wants to be able to go home, relax, and tell her husband or her partner, like, what are we doing today? What did you do today? Or what are we doing today? What is the decision for today?
Mm.
And after explaining everything, they actually came to a conclusion where it's more like not being submissive, like Daytime Tea Time said on her show when she was reviewing this. She played a P.D. Jakes or whatever. I don't remember his name. It said not submissive, but submitting to the mission. It's a mission because we're building a family. We're building we have a relationship. We're building a family. We're trying to build something. You're not submitting to me. You're submitting to the mission. Submission. That's what you're submitting to. That's basically what I really understand from that. But that's just my thought on that. I don't see what the issue is, and I don't see where race plays a role in that. And I don't understand all these colors. Black women, black people, black women.
Okay,
black
five
women.
More seconds, caller. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I love you for calling. Bye. Okay. Okay, so we got one more. Let's see. Thank you. Shout out to all the new members. I think I've seen a, what's the number? Five something. We've seen a five. I've seen a five. Let me see. Okay. Okay. I don't see it. Do, 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 do. What was that number? It was a, let me go up here and look. 5248. Okay, 5248, you are live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
I'm overly exceptional. How are you?
Good. Listen, I have been following you since you did that video that the girls are running. You were at the mall or something like that.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Exactly. So I'm a day one.
Thank you.
Okay, but to touch on what you said about interracial dating, the first person that I dated when I was 19 was a white guy.
Okay.
And the relationship was fine, except, like, there was a time when we were watching Def Comedy Jam.
Okay.
And what do most black comedians do? They tell white
people. Talk about white people.
Right. So I'm sitting over there just laughing, just having a good old time. And I look over at him, red as a tomato.
Not red as a tomato.
Red as a tomato. And he was like, you know, if it was a white person doing black jokes, you would be upset about it. And I'm like, not if it's funny. I can laugh at a black
Lisa
joke.
Lisa Lampanelli does
not.
Black jokes, baby jokes, age jokes, gay jokes. There's white comedians that do black jokes.
Yeah. So as long as it's not disrespectful, I can laugh along with this stereotypes we have. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, but also as far as interracial dating, my dad, when he divorced my mom, remarried a Hispanic lady.
Ooh.
My mom hated it. But I lived with them for a little while, and I started learning Spanish. I became so enthusiastic about the Spanish language to where I almost became fluent. I'll start studying it. So that's the positive of the interracial dating. Anyway, I'm rambling on, so I just wanted to just call and just at least give my two cents in.
So why do you – let me ask you a question. Why do you feel that a lot of black men go with these white men or Asian men? Do you feel – that it gives them some type of status?
Yeah, I grew up in Austin, which is a pretty much white town.
Uh-huh.
So the pool of black men was small. So you kind of was like a trophy to have a white person on your arm, to be at least back then.
Okay.
So, that's my take on it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good night.
Oh,
bye. All right. Well, it looks like that is it. We don't have any more super chats. We did not. Y'all be like subscribing and then unsubscribing. See, I learned y'all trick. I wait because y'all be subscribing so I can get to the number. And then like y'all wait till after the show and then unsubscribe and do stuff like that. So y'all not going to get me no more. The number got to stick. But listen, if you didn't make this show, you can make the next